yes, I have. I've noticed that. What is neat is some newer Motorola radios. They sometimes they actually the POL is always locked, which is kind of interesting. And specifically on Motorola repeaters, they're the same way. That the exciter is actually always transmitting on that frequency. My two MTR-2000s do that. If you actually bring your radio near them on the output frequency, you'll start hearing the exciter, and when the repeater unkeys, you'll just, if you don't have tone decode turned on, your squelch just stays locked open because, well, it's hearing the exciter always transmitting. But that's one kind of cool way to get around that that issue with having to wait for the transmitter to stabilize. One thing I have noticed, specifically on Yaesu radios and Yaesu repeaters, is that when they first key up, the carrier is like 3 kilohertz off frequency, and then it kind of slowly drifts down to where it's kind of supposed to be. I always thought that was kind of